Hey everyone, and welcome to Business Tea with Tay. I am a boss and so are you. Today we're discussing self-motivation, ways to get yourself amped up and ready to work on your future, to grow your business, to do as much as possible, and to do what it takes to actually see your success. Now, I can say personally, when it comes to me becoming self-motivated, watching anything from someone who's done what I've done or makes more money than I make, it always gets me motivated and gets me wanting and willing to work on my business. Another thing is just scrolling through social media, going through old emails that I've either sent or received, or even brainstorming new ideas. It really makes me eager, and it makes me anxious, and it makes me want to work on my business, and it makes me want to grow. And the important part about growing is being able to see the vision yourself. It's not enough to have the vision, but you have to see it. And after you see the vision, you have to act upon it. You can't just say, I want to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company and don't work on it. Spend your days eating chips and salsa and watching Food Network Channel. You know, that's not going to lead to your success. You can dream it all day long. You can want it all day long. You can wish it, believe it all day long. But unless you do it, it won't happen. And doing it could be something simple as just researching, gathering information, writing down anything that you need that will help you in the future. You have to be able to find what motivates you, what lights your fire, and use that to your advantage. If it's getting together on a conference call, if it's gathering up with some friends to go out and have a good time, whatever it is that channels and uplifts your spirit for you to grow, focus on that. Take this month to focus on that and to make sure that every day that you're inspired, whether it's by a quote, by a video, by hugging someone that you love, make sure every day is filled with inspiration and filled with activities to help you grow and activities to make sure that you're successful. I can say personally, I want to open up 3 locations. And for me to open up 3 locations, I have to know what it is to run a location. I have to know where my locations are going to be. And I, of course, have to have the monetary funds to do so. And every time I think about my locations, I get amped up and I get excited and I get riled up because I know what's going to come for me. I know that my actions behind the scenes are making sure that my vision in the forefront is going to happen. You can't just have a vision and not work on it and then wonder why you're not successful. Yeah, you have the thoughts in your mind. Yeah, you have it written out on paper, but have you actually taken the steps towards working on it? Have you actually put your foot inside the door to actually go up the stairs? If you want to launch your own cosmetic line, have you researched your vendors? Have you researched your pricing? Have you looked at your ingredients that you want to make? If you're looking to launch a clothing line, have you found your wholesalers? Do you know what you want to sell and who you want to sell to? Do you know if you want to open up a storefront or keep it mainly online? You know, things like that are what you have to think about. It's not just enough to say, I want to start my own business. I want to run my own business. I want to make money. You have to have a vision from that. You have to go somewhere from that. You can't just say, oh, okay, well, I made money, now what? And I say that all the time. You have to have a vision. And to have a vision, meaning you have to work on something. Something has to be set in place for you to say, all right, I've crossed this milestone. Now I have to get here. You can't just, well, you can. I'm sorry. Let me not say you can. You shouldn't just do stuff willy-nilly just because it's a part of being a business owner. If you're online and you see someone having a sale and you host the sale just because they're having one, what exactly is that doing to benefit your future? You know, they could be doing a sale to later on go on and market and say, remember that sale we had 2 months ago? We're doing it again. And that could be something that they do every 2 months. You don't know because that's not your business. That's not what you do. You are not in their niche, or you are not them as a business owner. So you cannot take tactics and tools that you see online and apply them to your business when they have no relevance. You can't just do what everyone else is doing because you see them making it by doing that. You don't know how many things they've tried and have failed. Or they could have tried a whole bunch of things and they all passed. But you don't know because you're an outsider looking in, unless you've actually talked and discussed with that person. A lot of people will let you know that they have failed more times than they've actually succeeded. But that success has been more and has meant more than their failures ever have, which is why you see the success, which is why you see the growth, which is why you see them reaching another level because they never gave up on themselves. They stayed inspired. They stayed self-motivated. And they knew, I'm not living this life for the rest of my life. I want something more for myself. I need something more for myself. Hell, I deserve more for myself. I am not going to settle. I will not take what I am given. I will make my own stuff and I will take my own stuff. You will not give me this 9-to-5 and tell me that's all I can do with my life. You will not give me one business and tell me that's all I can do with my life. Nobody has that sort of structure and control over your life but you. So if you want to stay up there, you want to stay elevated, you have to stay self-motivated. To self-motivate is something that is very hard because you can be motivated and you can also tear yourself down so easily. In a snap of a fingers, you can go from mood A to mood Z. And just like that, in a snap of a fingers, you can go from mood Z to mood A. Have some control in your life. Control your mood. Don't let that allow that person that cut you off make you pissed off for 2 days. Don't allow McDonald's that got your order wrong to make you pissed for the rest of the afternoon. Control yourself. Motivate yourself. And decide this negative energy will not have a hole and will not take place in my life. I will find my way around this. I will find my way to a positive realm and I will be able to be successful because I stay prayed up and I stay self-motivated. Find something today that motivates you, that makes you happy, whether if it's watching a movie, watching a webinar, listening to a podcast, making content, going live, hanging out with friends, whatever it is. I want you to do that. And I want you to do that for a couple hours and see what type of creative juices flow through your mind. See how pumped up and amped you get about your business and use that energy for the rest of the month. Don't allow yourself to go downhill. Use that energy and use it for your uphill battle and climb to the success and climb to that growth and climb on top because it's already made for you. You're not a millionaire in the making. You're a millionaire without your money. All you have to do is unlock that door and then there you go. You have exactly what you've been looking for. You have the success, you have the growth, and you have the ability to help as many people in the world as possible when you get your platform to where it needs to be. So don't allow one day, one person, one activity, one afternoon to deter you off of your road to success because it's already meant for you. You didn't have this idea for no reason. You didn't just stumble across this plan. You didn't stumble across this idea. It was meant for you. It was made for you. It is something that ate at your heart. It is something that stayed heavy on your mind while you were sleeping and the first thing when you woke up because it's made for you. Now make it work for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.